Hello?
Hi, I'd like to speak with Clarice.
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Jessica from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Okay?
Well, I'll see if he's available. Just a minute.
It's okay. Since I got you on the line, I can also speak to you as well. Is that okay?
Somebody for your opinion on something.
Hello?
Hi, is this Clarence speaking?
This is he.
Hi, Clarence. This is Jessica from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. What is the year of your birth?
1955.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have two bachelor's degrees.
Master's degree, is that right?
No, two bachelor's.
Oh, bachelor's, my apologies. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
Black American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Great. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
And as you may know, there will be an elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote. A 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote. And a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10. I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has. On a scale of 0 to 10, a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
That's an 8.
An 8. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. First, you have racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, health care, criminal justice reform or police violence, jobs and the economy, crime and violence, climate change, teaching history in schools, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, or immigration.
It would be the first thing you said, health care, and what was the other one you said when you first started off?
Is that racism and discrimination? That's the first one I have mentioned. Cost of living and inflation?
Cost of living and inflation. And health care.
Is that it? Okay.
That's it. You said just 2, right?
Right. You can select up to 2. Now, would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral, And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Okay? First, we have Black members of Congress on a scale of 0 to 10.
10.
Next, Republicans in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10.
0. They ain't worth a damn anyway.
Next is Joe Biden on a scale of 0 to 10.
This is about an election in 2024?
On an election.
Find name on the ticket for 2024. He got out of the race. Don't y'all know that?
That's okay. We are only conducting a research. And
but why would y'all put that in there? But why would you put a question like that in there? Biden is not on the ticket for president this year. You shouldn't even ask that.
Okay, that's all right. How about Donald Trump?
0. Yeah, asshole.
Hakeem Jeffries, on a scale of 0 to 10.
I'd give him an 8.
How about Kamala Harris?
I'd give her a 10.
Next is Tim Walz on a scale of 0 to 10.
I don't know the man, but I'll give him a 10 as well.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
The Democrat candidate.
Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
I'd say some.
Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be a Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for the Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
I'd say more, because she's younger. She's Black.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden. All of those things were high, but it was much better. Trump didn't do nothing for us.
Okay. Is that much better under Biden or somewhat better under Biden?
I'd say much better under Biden.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a racist, a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and a 5 is somewhere in the middle, but you may use any number between 0 and 10. Now first, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. On a scale of 0 to 10.
2.
Next, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. On a scale of 0 to 10.
You said the Republicans are taking that away. Is that what you said?
Do you want me to repeat the statement?
Yeah, go ahead and do that, please. Yeah.
Sure thing. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation on a scale of 0 to 10.
That's like a biased question. I mean, it's like you're asking me, you tell me that the Republicans are stripping it, you tell me that the Democrats are like going after generational wealth. I don't get what you're trying to ask me. Are you asking me that should I lean more to the Black people because they're creating generational wealth or to the Republicans who don't do a darn? That should be one question with one answer. Shouldn't be like on a scale.
I understand.
But I would say that the Black people are creating generational wealth. Some of them are. I agree with that 100%. But the other one you said about what with the Republicans, that's true too, but they should be two separate questions. They shouldn't be tied together because they're two different meanings. To me, that's my point.
Okay. That's okay. I understand. I can raise that concern over, but for now I am only reading the statement verbatim. So.
Because I wouldn't know what to say if I said 10, in whose favor would I be giving a 10 to? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Who would I, oh, if I say a 10, who would I be giving a 10 to? And who would I be favoring?
Like I said, I am only reading all of the statements provided, and I am so not allowed to give an opinion on the survey because this is completely an opposed opinion. So,
do you have to answer a question?
I still have a few statements, but on a scale of 0 to 10, on your based on your own idea, of course.
I'll go with a 5.
Okay. But like I said, your opinion will be raised, okay? Thank you for that. Now, next, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. On a scale of 0 to 10.
Who asked these questions? Why are they asking that they would put Black women at risk? They would put all women. You can't just put a certain race of people in a category and say that it would make it worse for them. I don't know. Who created these questions? Because they're not making any sense, okay? I have 2 bachelor's degrees now. I know what you're saying, but to say that the Republicans are doing this and the Democrats are doing this, then you're going to say that they're going to make it worse for Black women? You saying like the majority of women that are having abortions are Black women. That's very biased. No.
I do apologize. I don't know exactly who made these questions. I'm not told so that I don't influence your opinion.
0.
Okay, that's right. Now, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. On a scale of 0 to 10.
Zero. Because that's what they're up for.
Now, Republicans are pushing forward with the Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security on a scale of 0 to 10.
Oh, I have to say 0 for the Republicans.
Okay. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. First, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Second, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. Third, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. Fourth, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. And five, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself.
I'm going to go with the fourth one.
The fourth one. You can, like I said, you can select up to two options.
Four and five.
Thank
you. Will you say number five one? Could you repeat five?
Sure, I can do that. Five is Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Should I go with four
okay.
and five?
Four and five, yeah.
Thank you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm good for the Democrat candidate.
Democrat. Thinking about your approach in political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative and independent. That's what I would consider myself.
Conservative? Is that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Mm. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Are you the parent or, sorry.
What's that?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent. Because I do vote on both sides of the aisle. I really do. But I really vote for the person I see that I think is qualified. And it could be a Democrat. It could be a Republican. But as for now, in this day and time, the Republicans, they're just not there. Okay.
Well, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I would say the Democratic Party.
How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$80,000.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? that more than once a week?
I send them every Sunday over the TV because my wife and I, we have a medical condition. And we can't go to church to actually be around people because of the illness mm-hmm. that we have. But we do watch it over the TV from our own church every Sunday.
Okay, so you never really go to any religious services, is that right?
I haven't been because of our medical condition. We've only been like 3 years. I have cancer, my wife has dialysis, so we can't go. My doctors have told us not to.
I am very sorry to hear. Well, that's okay. This already concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Clarence. I appreciate your time so much. I do hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a good one. Bye now.